You're listening to the Pimp Crime Podcast.
Hey, it's episode 254 of the Pimpcron Warhammer podcast, and we are brought to you today by GameMat.eu and Panhandle3D.etsy.com and our beautiful, sexy, good-smelling Patreon patrons. I truly appreciate all of your support. Event 10 is 10% off for GameMat.eu, and PH3D15 off is 15% off your order, and free shipping over $100 for Panhandle3D.etsy.com. So, what do we have going on? Well, I get really upset over some discontinued models at Games Workshop. It's a teary departure from our normal programming, and I'm having a hard time controlling my emotions. This is really, really upsetting, so wait for that. They discontinue a bunch of Space Marine stuff, and I am heartbroken. Devastated is the word. Devastated. So what else is going on? Well, we've got a Warcry set for a warband, and they are Flesh Eater Courts, and I forget what they're called, Beast Flayers or something. And we cover that. I always like looking at the Warcry warbands because a lot of times they do break the mold and make some pretty cool looking stuff. So let's see if this one holds up to the standard they have had in the past. We also have a letter from Kevin, and he writes in about monopose models, so we discuss that. And that is what we have for this episode. What have I been up to? Well, this past week at the club, I ended up playing one of the competitive players. He has been he's the one that I spoke to a couple weeks ago and all that. He's actually been notably trying to tone it down. So his worst army he has in the meta is Death Guard. So he's bringing a bunch of Death Guard each week. And I think he actually is making some progress trying to tone stuff down. And I do appreciate it. I played my all Grot list, a bunch of Grot tanks, Killicans, all that stuff. And he brought his Death Guard stuff. And he did not bring Mortarion. And I beat him by definitely 1 point. Because we called it on the last turn because he already knew he was going to lose, so he just called it. But definitely by 1 point, but it might have been by 2 points. And no, we weren't using normal scoring. We were doing the old thing where objectives are worth one, etc. So I guess 5 to 10 points in the new format of how objectives are scored. So I barely eked out a win, but it was a good game, and it was a difficult game for sure. I was slowly being dwindled away as my Groths just died. He slowly took control of the board, but luckily I had gotten enough points earlier in the game. He wasn't real aggressive with his army, and his army moved slow. So there's a couple key things that I'm like, why are you doing this? There were bad tactical decisions, and like for instance, he had objective count enough to take an objective from me and prevent me from having it, but he didn't think about it, and he charged away from the objective. So he was like 3.5 inches from the objective, and of course you gotta be within 3. So that gave me a point right there. So we could have tied, but depending on how things went, I'm pretty sure I would have won by 2 points. I definitely would have won by 1 at least. So that was a pretty good game. Been working a bit on Shorehammer. Our buddy Jonathan has just finalized all of the rules for the Highlander, so we're going to be uploading that soon. And remember, the Shorehammer is in Ocean City, Maryland, the beginning of December, so check that out if you're within 3 or 4 hours. We have people, we got people from St. Louis, we got people from Montana, we got some people that travel far, far for Shorehammer, so hopefully you will be one of them. Creatively, I've got a big super secret project I want to work on for my Grots, and that's all I'm going to say because I might end up entering it in some sort of competition, and I wouldn't want anybody to be tipped off that it was mine ahead of time. But when it's done, I plan on making a how to make video of that, and I'm pretty excited about that. Still working on the next supplement called Settlement Mode for Brutality. All of the material is done. I'm just formatting and stuff like that, so haven't made a whole lot of progress on that. A bunch of stuff for work came up, and then I had to finish that article for Wargames Illustrated, and et cetera, et cetera. So things have been coming up, but it's still on track, actually. I'm way ahead of schedule compared to what I thought I would be. So, and I have a short Okay, how should I say this? I have a novel in my head I've had for quite some time, set in the brutal, and unlike my short stories, the short stories don't have the real estate in word count in order to explain the full experience of the brutal, right? So you gotta kind of pick it up as you go, or you have to already be a fan of the game. So people that are already a fan of brutality know the setting, it's no issue at all for them, but it does not have a wide appeal to a wide audience because they don't know the whole deal with the brutal realm. And of course, my introduction story in that compilation, Tales from the Brutal, does explain the gist of stuff, but you have to read between the lines a little bit in some of the stories. So I thought, you know what I would love? I'm a huge Star Trek fan, and that episodic sort of storytelling from the 90s that they don't do so much anymore. Everything's very linear now, like binge-worthy, like Breaking Bad and all of that. You can't just pick up a single episode. You have to kind of start from the beginning and watch the whole thing. But things like Star Trek and other shows like that, even sitcoms, are very much a la carte. You know, you pick up whatever you want. I was thinking, you know what? I love short stories. I would like to make a short story about a single town in the brutal with all of its occupants, and every chapter is just a separate short story. There will be an overarching narrative and something that happens over the course of the quote-unquote season, but every chapter would basically be an episode. So, I'm pretty excited about that. That's been rattling in my head ever since I was working on Tales from the Brutal, and I think I'm going to pull the trigger on it. I'm pretty excited, and I'm ready to sit down this winter and really work on it. And I think that's about it. So, let's get on with the rest of the show.
Let's open the Tesseract mailbox.
All right, for the Tesseract mailbox, we have an email from Kevin. He writes, "Good afternoon, PC. Asking your advice on something. You share my hate for monopose kits, so I have a question for you. Why are they going this way? Where are all the multi-pose kits? I am just returning to the hobby after a decade, and these new kits might look good, but golly, they are not kitbash friendly. I enjoy your show and listen every Monday morning on my long commute. Kevin." So first off, thanks for choosing my show to listen to. I greatly appreciate it, Kevin. And we have discussed this. I don't know the last time I've discussed kits. I don't necessarily hate monopose kits. I do find them harder to kitbash. And I don't really like the idea that my stuff looks identical to everyone else's stuff. I don't really like that much. A lot of cases, these kits can be modified fairly easily. And let's get into the reason why they're getting into the monopose kits, okay? With 3D printing and all of that, I think one of the reasons for monopose kits is that they want to have a unit look a very specific way, so it's harder for people to use proxies and get away with it, okay? When Space Marines were multi-part, you could have them posed in any way, but now if they're posed in a specific way, then anything that's not posed in that same way, that's kind of a deterrent from people using it. Not entirely, but I think that is part of the case. Also, monopose kits provide way more motion, way more energy to a model. They can really do stuff a lot cooler than they ever could when the sides of the torso were flat, you know, the bottom of the torso was flat, and you could pose it how you wanted. So I think it's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. They are a bit harder to kitbash, but the thing that I found personally is that if you glue the whole model together the way it's supposed to in the monopose style or whatever, when you glue it all together, it's way easier to then cut it apart and kitbash it. So I don't think it's the end all be all for stopping kitbashing or stopping 3D printing or anything like that. But I definitely think that was probably part of the design philosophy of, okay, a librarian is supposed to look like this, and this is the model for the librarian, right? A demon prince is supposed to look like this. You shouldn't kitbash your own. You shouldn't print your own. You should buy this one so everyone knows what it is. And some tournaments keep that up. Some tournaments support that and say no 3D printed models, et cetera, et cetera. But so I really think that is it. I don't necessarily hate monopose models. I did like them when they were easier to customize, but I haven't really had that much issue with it now that I figured out that you glue it first and then cut it apart. Trying to cut it apart when it's still on the sprue or it's not assembled is much harder. So there's a tip for you. And welcome back to the hobby. I think I wouldn't be surprised if 10th edition is what got you into it. I know our gaming club has had like a, 25% increase in new players because they're jumping on 10th edition. And with the indexes and all that, and there's no power creep yet, blah, blah, blah. I think a lot of people are excited about 10th edition. So welcome back aboard. You will notice if you've been gone for 10 years that the prices are roughly double or at least 50% more than they used to be. So have fun with that. I started about 14 or 15 years ago, and a tactical marine squad was $25. Now they're 50, something like that. So anyway, thank you for writing in, Kevin. And those are the reasons why I think they've gone to monopose. And not everything is monopose. Some of the models, some Tyranid models and other things are still fairly, you know, they've got like the ball and socket for their shoulders and things like that. So you can change stuff pretty easily. But the reason, one of the reasons why I wasn't interested in getting the Screamer Killer from the new Leviathan set is because everyone's Screamer Killer looks identical. Like it's just that one monopose Screamer Killer. And I'm like, eh, I'm not going to buy three of these dudes and they all look identical and they look just like everyone else's. I'm just, it's not what I'm about. So anyway, thanks for writing in, Kevin. You guys can reach me at pimpcron@gmail.com or facebook.com/pimpcron or on Instagram at pimpcron with one P.
Want that or want that not?
And for this, want that or want that not, I get to dive into a new Warcry warband, and you gotta know that I love Warcry warbands. I think the models often look very, very cool. And same thing with Necromunda, same thing with even some Blood Bowl things look really cool. Let's get into this Flesh Eater Quartz-themed Warcry warband. So, $60. For $60, you get 3, 6, 9, 10 models. Not too bad, because this is essentially like an entire warband for Warcry. So, really, $60, whatever. It's kind of like, just whatever. What does it include? Well, it includes one dude that's clearly the leader, and then it comes with what looks like 2, 4, 6, 7 crypt horrors. Ghouls. Crypt ghouls? I think it's crypt ghouls. The little guys. Comes with 2, 4, 6, 7 little guys. Various different poses. And they look pretty neat. They've got some like armor. One guy's wearing a skull for a helmet. Another guy's got some bone like strapped around his head. Some of these guys look a little bit bigger than the others, so I don't know what the size disparity is. One guy's wearing a skin and a skull over his head, and what are they called? The Beast Flayers. So they're all wearing skin. Okay, I get that. They're wearing a little bit of skin, a little bit of bone. One nice touch is that all their swords are broken and rusty. I really like that, being that they're supposed to essentially be the Bretonian now. The old Bretonians that all went mad. Overall, these foot soldiers are just okay. Two of them are on all fours. Another guy's in like kind of a football pose. One guy's threatening you with his broken sword with his hand out. They're okay. I would say out of seven of these guys, I specifically like three of the poses. I'll give them 3 out of 7. Not too bad. They look okay. The other ones are just serviceable. Those three look kind of cool that I could make characters out of or whatever. Next up is the character. So the character has a very different vibe than everyone else. He's holding a lance, but he's not actually holding a lance. His arm has been severed and at the wrist, and this lance is shoved down his forearm. It's really macabre. I really, really like it. And he's got bits of like intestine around his neck, and he's got bone hands like shoved into the skin of his, you can see his skin stretched over from his shin and his upper thigh over the fingers of this. Very neat looking. I really like the body horror sort of thing they're going for. This character I'm really, really liking. He's got this patchwork like cloth in the back that's made of skin, and it's all sewn together, as well as there's a skin hand like dangling behind him. I have nothing bad to say about this. I really like the direction they went with him, and I could definitely see him being I can't even think of what they're called, but the heroes for Flesh Eater Quartz. I could definitely see him being one of those. And I love the idea that he's got all this stuff shoved into his own skin. Very cool. Now we get, so we started off with mediocre. Okay, those seven dudes, you know, I like 3 out of 7 of them. Pretty good. The leader was our peak. The leader is like, wow, leader looks really cool. I like him a lot. And now we get to these two stupid-ass looking things. I don't even know what they're supposed to be. They're not something that's currently in the Flesh Eater Quartz Codex. I think they're supposed to be werewolves, but they're so dumb that I can't begin to explain to you what they even are. They actually, I think they're baboons. Now that I'm looking at them closer, I legitimately think that they are baboons. If you look at their face, they're baboons. Now, if this is a weird, they're either the ugliest ass werewolves you've ever seen in your life, or they are baboons. And the poses on these models are what the kids about 15 years would call redonkulous, okay? They've got these, their butts sticking up in the air. They've got this long hair, right? Their hair is on fleek, as they would say. And they're running on all fours. And they too have like bones shoved in their skin, whatever, whatever. But their butts, they've arched their back. They're running on all fours and they've arched their back. Their hair is flying in the wind and they've got their butt stuck up in the air. Like, I don't know, they're in heat and they're like looking for a mate. They're like, hey, I'm ready, you know? Let's make some undead babies. I don't know what they're doing here. Matter of fact, one of them looks like it's got a bone in its butt cheek. I don't know if that's true or not. If that's from the angle I'm looking at this, it looks like it's got a bone in its butt cheek. So I don't know. And they got really long nails. So I like to think like they got their nails did, as the people say, and their hair is on fleek and they've got all sorts of bone drip, as the children say. I'm trying to throw in all those, all those colloquialisms. And I think these are maybe the stupidest models I've ever seen Games Workshop make. This is not hyperbole, okay? I know a lot of you don't like the Dread Knight when that came out. A lot of you didn't like the Centurions when they came out. You know, there's some goofy looking, there's been goofy Tyranids in the past. These guys are on par with the old Tyranid Warriors from 3rd edition. I'm not lying to you. These guys suck. There's nothing redeeming about them, and I'm pretty sure they're baboons. Let me read the, let me see if I can find out what their actual thing is. Hold on. They have, so I guess they're called Ophel Hounds, and that really raises more questions than it answers. Ophel Hounds. Just so dumb looking. Pretty sure they're baboons, though. You be the judge. You go look it up. These two things are ready to mate with you. So call now. Warcry, $60. Would I get it? Man, I really, even though I really like the leader and I kind of like 3 of the 7 other guys, these two baboon looking MFers, they downgrade this entire box to me to the point where I'd be like, you know what? No. No, this is one of the worst things Games Workshop has ever made as far as this aesthetically, and I am not going to support that. So, even though I like the character, no, this is a want that not for me. This stupid-ass vampiric baboons. I have no idea what would possess you to make that. So, want that not.
Now it's time for Real Talk with Pimpcron.
Hey guys, it's The Real Talk, and I'm really, really disturbed. I'm really upset that the news I heard might possibly be true. It's something that none of us saw coming. I heard a rumor on the Warhammer community page, so I don't know if this is official or not, but a bunch of Space Marine kits are being discontinued. Yep. Sit with that for a second, because it hurts. Doesn't it? You feel it in your gut? You feel it in your anus? It hurts. And I've been blindsided. I had to take the week off of work because I was just like, oh my God, I can't even function. My wife is having to like just feed me soup because I can't take solids. And I'm just like, oh man, I can't handle it. I cannot believe Games Workshop would do this. I cannot believe. So let's go down the list of things, and I'm fighting back tears right now. If I'm being honest with you, I feel like I can be honest with you guys. I am fighting back tears. I'm fighting for my life. Let's get on with this, and I pray to all that is holy that this is just a nasty rumor on the Warhammer community page. I don't know who runs that, so I don't know how legit their sources are, but these are the units that are being discontinued. Allegedly, the attack bike. Now, I know a lot of people think the attack bike looks stupid. I know a lot of people say the attack bike looks like something out of a cartoon. I know a lot of people say the attack bike is never taken in anybody's list because it's just really dumb and it doesn't even fit the aesthetic. Okay, those are all valid complaints. But so the bike squad is also being discontinued. The bike squad. Now, why would you discontinue the bike squad? It's perfectly serviceable. Might be a little clunky, a little bit outdated, but what does the Outrider squad have that the biker squad doesn't have? Except for more wounds and more firepower, and they're generally better than the bike squad everything, but what do they have that the bike squad does not? Speaking of bike squads, the scout bike squad. Oh my, my head is spinning. You're going to get rid of the scout bike squad? Oh my god, how are the scouts going to get to work? This breaks all of the known lore of Warhammer. I don't understand. Everyone knows that the scouts are in a biker club. They get to work on their scout bikes. And I'm hurt. I'm really, this hurts. This stings. What about the Landspeeder? Landspeeder, one of my least favorite model kits ever. And the reason why is because that darn hood does not want to glue down onto the chassis. Now, a lot of people think the Landspeeder looks silly. It looks like a tennis shoe, and the hood doesn't want to glue down. And there's a lot of other things like the new Primaris Landspeeder equivalent and all of that. But I would just say to you that that is just, none of that matters because I'm used to this existing, and it's no longer going to exist on their webpage. Sure, I could buy it secondhand. Sure, I could already own some. Sure, I could still use them in Legends, but I'm still hurt, GW. Hurt and disappointed. What about the Landspeeder Storm? Now, legitimately, I always liked the Landspeeder Storm. It, like, is a pretty cool-looking model, right? It's like an extended Landspeeder with all of the spots for the scouts to hang out. It's one of those models that I always wanted, but I never actually got. I've never owned a Landspeeder Storm. But that's actually a pretty cool-looking model. Now, this will shock you. The Stalker Hunter tank is being discontinued. Now, I'm not just being facetious here. This is actually a shocker to me because they're keeping a lot of the older models like the Land Raider and things like that that need to be updated, right? But they're keeping the Stalker Hunter. The Stalker Hunter's been out for like less than a decade. It's actually one of their newer non-Primaris tanks. But I also have never, ever seen one in the wild. Like, I've never one time seen anybody bring a Stalker or a Hunter to a game. So I'm not really sure if these ever really existed. I feel like this is some sort of CIA psyop. They're getting into your head. It's a Mandela effect. Give you 5 years and everyone's going to be like, hey, remember the Stalker Hunters? And everyone's going to be like, what? No, there's no such thing as a Stalker Hunter. And you're going to be like, no. I swear, there used to be this tank. One of them was like anti-infantry. One was anti-air or something like that. One was like a Stalker and one was a Hunter. And you could build either one of them and it had like feet that would come down like to stabilize it, and people like, dude, you need to get on your meds because that never existed. Anyway, the Ironclad Dreadnought. Yes, it was the stupidest looking of all the dreadnoughts. Yes, I'll give you that. Yes, with all the missiles on top of it and the goofy hurricane bolters, it looked dumb. I'll give you that. But I feel like we can't have too many dreadnoughts. That's what I'm saying. I feel like they shouldn't have got rid of it because I wanted all the dreadnoughts. And now I have one less dreadnought. And that hurts. What about the Assault Squad? Assault Squad. Really, I don't have anything bad to say about that. It's still a pretty cool unit. And I don't know that they have anything equivalent in Primaris. I mean, they've got like the, what are they called? The Eliminators or whatever with the auto cannons. They got those guys, but they're not actually. And they do have the guys with the plasma pistols, the Inceptors. So they do have those guys. But other than that, I don't know why you'd get rid of the assault. You know, what are you going to do? What is going to be your dedicated melee unit now for Space Marines? Because the assault squad's gone. You know, you could say maybe your Reavers. You could say maybe, like, Death Company still. Maybe you could say Sanguinary Guard. Maybe you could say, I don't know. But the point is that we shouldn't have got rid of Assault Squad. That's basically the point of that. Company Command? What the hell is this? I've never even seen this thing. I truly don't think that's a thing. This is where I start questioning. I actually start questioning the authenticity of this leak, this supposed rumor, okay? Because the Company Command is not even, like, a thing. I'm pretty sure I have never seen... What is this? He's got, like, a white helmet. He's got a chainsword. He's got, like, mining gear on his backpack. I have no idea what the motif is here. And it must be mining because he's got some sort of, like, drill screw thing on his hand. I have no idea. I've never seen that unit. That's not even a unit. I think that's Mantic. I think that's a Kings of War thing. That shouldn't even be on here. Scouts. That is a shocker. You're telling me that all the other things that have scout moves and all of that in Space Marines, they could ever fill the humble shoes of a scout? I don't think so. I think scouts should be here to stay. And where are they going to get their initiatives? Like, the scouts are usually the first guys. I know Space Wolves are different, but scouts are usually the young guys, right? They're the new guys got to earn their way and earn their armor. What do they do now? They just... I don't know, promote them immediately. And the next one will truly shock you. Scouts with sniper rifles? Oh my god. That is heartbreaking. Scouts with sniper rifles. I mean, I think this was the only gun in the entire game that could shoot specific characters. I'm pretty sure this was one of the main things the Space Marines had that no one else had. That they had snipers, scout snipers. And that's gone now. So that's going to be a power vacuum left behind. What about the librarian? The librarian, oh my god, how are they going to cast spells now? They've got nothing else to cast spells. That was the only model in their entire range, I'm pretty sure, they casted spells besides that one Blood Angels Dreadnought. That sucks. Tech Marine with Servitors. Okay, this is actually a surprise to me. This one actually is, because... Tech Marines are still in Grey Knights, and Tech Marines, like, fix stuff. Like, what are you gonna... Like, legitimately, this is not hyperbole now. This is an actual question. Who's gonna fix stuff now? Don't tell me you're gonna get an Adeptus Mechanicus guy. No, I don't think so. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened here. I don't know who this Tech Marine pissed off, because Games Workshop... I feel like this is retaliatory for something that happened involving a Tech Marine. I don't know what. But I feel like that is the case. And Thunderfire Cannon, dude, that was his gun. Like, he sat there and he fired that thing. That's really shocking to me, because they just made that stupid gun emplacement thing a couple years ago, but they're going to get rid of the Thunderfire Cannon. Some of you that have been playing a couple years, you remember the Thunderfire Cannon was like, holy crap. Thunderfire Cannon was awesome. It was meta. It was crazy. And basically, every Space Marine list for like 2 years had... at least one, if not, you know, seven Thunderfire cannons. Yeah, it's just... My heart weeps. Goodbye to all these Space Marines. Now, you know what? This is actually not a surprise at all, okay? We have been seeing the writing on the wall, and I've said this, if you're a longtime listener, you would have heard this many, many times, that the minute they start making newer versions of the Landspeeder, and the Biker, and the Sniper, and the Dreadnought, and the all these things, when they start making Primaris versions of that, they now are on death row, the old ones. The Firstborn are now just waiting to die, basically. So this truly should not come as a surprise for literally anyone, because it's just the writing was on the wall. Now, there are a few questions I have. Like, for instance, the Death Watch stuff uses a lot of Space Marine stuff. So I'm curious, are they only going to go to Primaris now, or are they going to leave those, you know? Now, of course, they're not getting rid of all of the Firstborn stuff. There's still stuff that exists, but I feel like the end is nigh for all the Firstborn stuff. And am I upset? You go, Pimpcron, are you upset over this? Not really. I mean, yes, we all have a soft spot in our heart for those little Smurfs that run around, and they kind of look like kids in power armor compared to the Primaris. Primaris is like the older teen brother, and the firstborn are just the, you know, 9-year-olds. But honestly, I mean, so of the models that they're actually getting rid of, I truly am shocked at the Hunter Stalker, not because anybody ever played them, but just because that is really a newer kit. I'm really surprised at that. The attack bike was always stupid. Biker squad still held up. Scout bikers held up. I mean, most of this still held up. But now with the new scale, I guess they gotta, you know, kick them to the curb. So you let me know if you are surprised at any of this, and then I will laugh at you if you were surprised, because you should not be surprised. That's why I got rid of all of my old Chaos Space Marines a couple years ago. I got rid of all of my Celestial Lions, except for a few I was still using for sketches. I got rid of all of that Firstborn stuff because I was like, oh, man, the minute I saw Outriders, I was like, yep, bikers are dead. That's what's going to happen. And now you've got Assault Intercessors. I mean, they don't have jump packs, but they are Assault Intercessors. And the Assault Squad is, you know, Chainsword, Bolt Pistol. Assault Intercessors are Chainsword, Bolt Pistol. I mean, it's, come on. You got to see this coming, people. So a lot of you guys, can't think of any off the top of my head, a lot of you guys didn't believe me when I said Games Workshop was going to get rid of Firstborn. I have no proof of that. I have no emails saying that's, you know, Pempcron, you're wrong. They're not getting rid of Firstborn. I've got no record of that saying that. I don't have any text from any listeners saying that. None of my friends were like super defensive of the Firstborn. I really have no evidence that anybody is shocked by this. But if you were, I will laugh at you. Having said that, it is kind of sucky. The end of an era. We're all used to these Space Marine sculpts, etc., etc. But just like I predicted all those years ago, once you come out with a bigger, better, newer, revised version of Space Marines, then you're going to end up phasing out the old ones. It's just the way it goes. They're a company, they need to make money, and their line, their product line, is absolutely massive. Now, I plan on getting into that on next episode. The next episode, probably the real talk, will be exactly how many products are in the Games Workshop product line. How many kits do they actively support? And I am not joking. I am not exaggerating. The number will absolutely floor you. I've done all the math already. It is insane how many model kits they make. So, stay tuned for that, and thank you to GameMad.eu for supporting the show, and Panhandle3D.etsy.com, and my beautiful, sexy, totally doable, very fertile, just always sticky for some reason, Patreon patrons, thank you for supporting the show. I'll see you next week.